And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were real greasy. Sure. What about that inside part of the tire that you put air into? You call that
an inner tube.
Uh-huh. And if you were going to, if you bought yourself a new boat and you wanted to check it out, when you were putting it in the water, what would you call yourself doing? You say you're going to do what to the boat?
I don't know, if you'd be going to try it out, you put it in the water.
Sure, okay. Did people around here ever say, launch the boat?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
Well,
say they're going to...
I don't know just how to put it.
Launch it?
Maybe
use that word?
Launch my boat, so I can go. I want to go down the lake.
Okay. What about when a woman works in the kitchen, this thing that she ties around her waist?
That's an apron.
Mm-hmm. You ever wear one?
Well, not much.
Not much?
No.
Can't get them in the kitchen?
Yes, I have.
What about this thing right here? You just call that an ink?
That's a riding pen.
Okay. And to hold the baby's diaper together, you used to use a
safety pin.
Mm-hmm. What about nowadays, you'd say that a dime is worth how much?
Dime is worth 10 cents,
supposedly. Okay.
Used to be, it ain't worth much now.
What, say if this expression, if I was trying on a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Say last year it fit, well, it'd be grown some already.
Or say if my clothes were wearing out and I needed something to wear to church on Sunday, I'd say I need to go to town to buy myself a...
Buy you a suit, whatever you need, a shirt.
Okay. And sometimes when little boys are bad about picking up everything they see and putting it in their pocket, and not before too long their pockets begin to
bulge out.
Okay. And say if you put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, you'd say it'd do what?
I'd make it fade.
Well, if it got small,
they could draw up. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Talking about the land, if you expect to get a good crop from your land, you might say, well, we ought to get a pretty big crop because that soil is very...
Very fertile, rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said that you hadn't traveled very much. Have you ever been in the part of the country where you have things that are a lot bigger than just hills? You get into regular...
No, I've never been in no mountain.
Do you happen to know what you would call the part of the mountain that drops off real sharp? You say it's got a real steep...
No, I don't remember what to... Don't know what to call it. I've never been around them.
You ever heard people call it a cliff, maybe?
Well, I've heard them talk about cliffs. I probably didn't know what they're talking about.
What would you call a place where boats stop and unload their freight?
Well, they call that a harbor, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you ever seen a place where you had water falling a long distance?
Well, not no, I haven't no seen no long distance places, nothing like that. But call it a waterfall.
Sure, okay. And this expression, say if you just happened to meet somebody that you knew, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so, I just
happened to run into him. Uh-huh. I'll meet with him, something like that.
Right.